601, Unit 7, Exercise 6. Practice identifying a speaker's purpose. Number 1. Welcome, everyone. My name is Kyle, and I'm here today to tell you about a great new product that is going to revolutionize your online teaching abilities. Our new software includes the latest and greatest updates to make online teaching easy and accessible to all types of learners. It's easy to install, affordable, and incredibly user-friendly. So sit back and relax as I tell you more about this amazing product and how you can get yours today.
Number 2. On behalf of all of the botanical faculty and staff here at the university, it is my honor to accept this award celebrating our unique hydro gardens. When we initially had the idea to start a hydro garden project here, we faced some criticism and apprehension towards whether or not it would be a successful pursuit. Suffice it to say, I think we can now say that it was and is a very successful endeavor. I have thoroughly enjoyed experimenting with growing all different kinds of fruits and vegetables in our hydro garden. Most notably, growing massive amounts of luscious strawberries has been a highlight for me.
Number 3. Hi, everyone. Thank you for attending this session on the rainwater cycle, runoff, and its impact on the surrounding community. Today I'm going to share some general information about the rainwater cycle and talk about where we see the most runoff happening in our community. We'll also discuss the impact of that runoff and the different things that we might consider implementing to help get the most out of our natural water cycle. Above all, this session today is to give you information, and what you choose to do with that information is entirely up to you.